Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Clapback with yours truly, myself. It's going to be a little bit of a technical difficulty on my end, so we will start the show within a few minutes. So what I'm going to do is just going to play a little something here, if I can look through my phone. So, yeah, it's a little technical difficulty on my end, so let's see, I can play something and, you know, and the show will start from there. So give me a moment here, let me look. So let's do this. I'll be right back.
Friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy, crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing. Cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep. Going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause I'm
friends with the monster.
Yeah, you think I'm crazy.
told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan Buzzrin. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
But I had this vision. One day that I'll walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
for a little bit of the technical difficulty that we had, so I had to play a little bit of song just to get it corrected. So, if you want to listen to tonight's episode and plus any past episodes we had on the Clapback Show, you can go ahead and look for us on iTunes or go on to my page and you can replay the episode as much as you want. Not last week, but the past 2 weeks, they were the two highest viewing episodes that we have on this show so far. So hopefully we can do better than that today, but we will see. We are going to be talking to local indie wrestler Skylar Reed, and I think he's about to be on right now. So you're on the air.
Awesome. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
A little tired, but I'm good.
Take it from work and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, the normal day.
Yeah, exactly. So, take it you've been a busy person as of late.
I have. I've been in Indiana, northern Wisconsin, southeastern Wisconsin. We drove through Illinois. I've been all over the place.
And I'm glad that you actually get the opportunity, because I was like one of the many people that think like you can be bigger than what we expect. And at this point, I think you are.
Well, thank you. That's a big compliment.
Yeah, no problem. Last year in 2014, like you said, you had been to a lot of shows and stuff. So, do you have any like favorites or anything like that, or any moments that you like to recall?
Favorite moment, probably hearing a crowd sing along to the MC Hammer Too Legit to Quit song. That is pretty entertaining.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, so that's good.
Yeah.
Like,
it's actually,
any opponent
pretty
that's
funny.
Oh, go ahead.
I was saying it's actually pretty funny when you're coming out and you just hear a bunch of people singing that song. You think people don't really know that song because it's kind of old.
Not that old. Of course, you're going to have a lot of people going to remember that, so nothing wrong with that. But
yeah.
For some people that don't know you, like, tell them more, like, about yourself. And I know we're going to get to the questions soon enough, but, like, explain who you are and let people know about you, the Skylar Reed.
Well, I mean, Skylar Reed's just a young guy that basically is having kind of his breakout time in the business of professional wrestling. Skylar Reed does... See, now I'm talking about myself in the... it's a little weird. But basically, he just has a good time with the crowd. Doesn't matter if he doesn't know the crowd. If they don't know him, by the end of the day, they're more than likely going to be like, oh, man, I really like that guy. He's pretty cool. I mean, there's some times where I am a bad guy, so even in that case, the crowd enjoys me. when I was in Indiana recently, they were yelling furry boots because I came out in leg warmers, and that was pretty funny. A bunch of people walked up to me afterwards and complimented my furry boots, so... It's just a good way to remember me, I guess. I train pretty hard every week with my trainers. Try to work out as much as I can and basically just try to put on a good show every time I come out the curtain.
And which you do. 'Cause I know you had trainers in the past and from the stuff you was doing in the past as well, but the trainers that you have right now I guess you would like to call, like, improve yourself. So who are those trainers?
Well, one is a really good friend of mine, Xavier Mustafa. He's a well-known indie guy in the Wisconsin area. He's wrestled all over. I think, I don't want to name drop, but he's wrestled in some pretty big promotions, not only up north, but down south as well. I know he's wrestled throughout states like Tennessee and some of the other southern territories that are down there. But, he's a pretty awesome guy most of the time.
Most of the time, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to put me through some hard stuff every once in a while, and I know he only means good.
Right, I guess that's the meaning of training. So how did you get your start into wrestling, actually?
I basically was a fan first, and somebody was like, hey, you know what? You know you can do that stuff. And I'm like, well, yeah, I don't know. And then I got in there and did a little bit of juking and jiving and kind of taking a bunch of beatings and whatnot and kind of wanted to give up on it. And then actually Xavier was like, you know, you can come down and train with me and the other trainers down there. And I was like, well, you know what? Nah, I'm good. And he just kept pushing me to do it. So finally I was like, you know what? Fine, I guess I will. And it was a pretty fun ride so far. I mean, him and the main trainer, Angel Armani, is pretty awesome as well. So, yeah, they do a lot of good stuff with us.
Yeah, because Angel and Marty got like a little training facility and stuff for, like, I know there's some people that are probably trying to look for somewhere to train and stuff. So where would be a good idea for someone that's want to come in? Where would be a good idea, and who should they train with?
I would say they should contact me and then just come down and train with us. I mean, it's not very expensive, and I mean, they don't, like, destroy your entire wallet, so that is a good thing at first. I mean, I've heard about other training facilities where you pay, like, thousands and thousands of dollars up front, and, I mean, most young people don't have that type of money just to throw at training camp, you know? And,
right.
I mean, in 4 or 5 hours, we can basically teach you a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of camp and a lot of training is all about the mental aspects of wrestling. It's not just, oh, let's get in there and body slam each other and try to break each other in half. Like, anybody can do that, but knowing why you're doing it and what body parts to work on and things of that nature is what we emphasize a lot of when we do training camp.
Okay, so, like, your first day training camp, or, like, your first day training, how was it?
Very informative. I mean, there's a lot of talking on the first day, and it's basically just soaking up your brain and just kind of going, hey, this is all the stuff that can happen. These are all the things you can do. Let's basically see if you can. And I mean, first they run you through a couple drills just to see how your body's going to hold up. And I mean, those drills are pretty tough. So it's not just a cakewalk where you get in there and you're like, oh yeah, I can do this. There's a lot of guys that quit on the first day, not to hurt anyone's feelings or anything, but it is not ballet, as they say.
Right. So probably after the show is over, hopefully I get the information for you for people that want to train to wrestle. I can just post it on the WFSO group and also on the website as well. So I will get
that
information from you after the show.
And if anyone
wants
to just contact me directly, I usually work close with the trainers to get new people in. I actually have a guy that just joined. He actually joined with a buddy of his, but his buddy isn't able to do it as much as he wanted to. But I actually have my own trainees coming in and training with us as well. So if anyone wants to get in contact with me, and we can do that directly, just so they don't have to put their personal info out there and stuff of that nature.
Right. Unfortunately, I think we have another call. So let me see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Just listening.
Oh, just listening. Okay, fair enough. So I'm just going to put the person back on mute. And we're just going to keep on going with the interview. Your very first match, who was it and how was it?
I like to say that my training that I did before was a little different, and that's why I'm a rookie again, just because I took some time off and got back into wrestling. So my first match with my new rookie year and campaign, I guess, me and actually Juan the Pitbull Hernandez, we teamed up against Otharian Griffin and Nell Dellinger, and that was in MIAW. It was actually a dark match, and me and Juan did some pretty awesome stuff where the crowd was pretty pretty hot for it, and we all got a bunch of compliments in the back after the match, and it actually got us to become an actual tag team, and the next show we got to be actually a part of the show. We were the first match on the next show, and we actually did the same match, another tag team match. That was pretty awesome. And I give a lot of props to Juan because me and him train all the time together.
Right, because I've been hearing y'all two have been training. So since y'all, like, teamed up, so have y'all, like, kept teaming up ever since those first two shows?
Sadly, no. We only teamed up a couple times. We actually made a tag team name, International Excitement, but since I actually went one way and he went another way, we don't really team up together as much. I'm actually with a different team now.
What team is that?
Yeah. I'm a part of a team called the Cougar Hunters, which is also why I wear the furry... Yeah, I wear the furry leg warmers because I'm a cougar hunter now. I do that with my partner's name is Sweet Nelly D. So, yeah, it's pretty
some
funny.
Of these names. Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh god, I need a moment.
Yeah, we actually do a lot of strutting and let's call it gyrating.
I bet. Okay. Well, I just lost my train of thought, but like the matches that have you done so far, which would you say would be your best quality match that you had so far?
I would probably say when I wrestled a tag team match, actually, with Sweet Nelly D as my partner. We wrestled at the Mexican Fiesta down at the Summerfest grounds.
Right.
It was he and I against Xavier Mustafa, my trainer, and a masked wrestler at the time. His name was in Spanish, so I actually have no clue what his name is.
Otherwise, just can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
Which we can understand.
It was like red something, but it was in Spanish. That match was pretty awesome. I actually think that match is on YouTube, if I remember correctly. Yeah, that was probably my best match. I mean, everything was crisp. We had all of our moves in sync. We had a lot of quick tags, and we actually kept them down to the mat for a while. And I mean, if you know Xavier, he's a pretty big dude, so that's kind of hard.
Right. What is your type of wrestling style like? What you do in the ring? What's your wrestling style?
My style is a lot of fast-paced maneuvers. I can do a lot of high-flying moves, but I'm more of a technical-based guy where, like, I hit you with moves, but each move is setting up for the next move. It's not just a, hey, I'm going to randomly do this move to you. It's more of like, hey, I'm going to leg sweep you so I can grab your leg. Maybe I'm going to grab your leg, slide down, get you in a waist lock, stuff like that, where it's not just just a bunch of random movement. Everything is calculated, and there's a very low risk towards me. One of my favorite things to do is a snapmare kick to the back and then a kick to the face. And I mean, each move is setting up for the next move, so I can initially pin the guy, you know?
Right, it seems like you're trying to do a little bit of a combo move there.
Yeah, everything I do is a combo of some sort.
Now I'm thinking of Killer Instinct. But okay,
no,
so it seems
breakers,
like you enjoying yourself so far in wrestling in the indies and things like that. Is there a championship maybe in the works for you, or have a goal in mind?
I do have a goal in mind. Hopefully I can win a tag team title with my partner. I know there's a few tournaments that I have my eyes set on. I know there's a title tournament in a few promotions that I work for. Hopefully I've done enough to catch the eye of the promoter, I guess.
Just to see how it is and just go from there.
Yeah,
which ain't nothing wrong with that. What are the promotions? Probably some people, they ain't familiar with some of the promotions that you probably work with. So which ones have you worked with?
Recently in Indiana, I worked with, I believe it's ARW Pro Wrestling. Then Legacy Pro Wrestling, which is based in Wisconsin. MIAW, again, based on the southeastern part of Wisconsin. There's Under the Lights, which is in the northern part of Wisconsin. What else here? Mondo Lucha, which is a pretty big Lucha Libre type promotion. Again, they've done things for Mexican Fiesta as well as things at Turner Hall. Yeah, there's a bunch. I hope I'm not forgetting any, but I know I am.
Probably did, but hey, what more can you say? Let's see, although this sucks, I know I only got like a couple of minutes left, so let me just try to get this as much out there as I can. Do you have any like favorite promoters that you like to work with, or are they just all cool and the same?
Yeah, I mean, most promoters have been pretty awesome. I mean, like I said, even going down to like Indiana or going all the way up north, like 4 or 5 hours up north, like each promoter is different, but they're all very respectful. I've never had like a problem with any promoter. 9 times out of 10, they're like, hey, thanks for having you know, da 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 da. Maybe you can come back next time, sure. And then it's kind of just on with the next one, you know. But I mean, MIAW is kind of like my home promotion, so that's probably my favorite, I would say.
Okay. Good. See, I think I got time for 2 more questions. Your brother was a wrestler, am I right?
He was.
Yeah, I take it he's probably done.
Yeah, he's actually got a family now, so he doesn't have enough time to train and promote himself. So yeah, he's not in wrestling too much anymore. But he does come out to my shows and support me every once in a while, so that's good.
That's cool. Because y'all used to be a tag team, so just explain like what that tag team was and what was that tag team was about.
We're actually we were called the NSR, and we were just a bunch of goofy young guys that kind of. We were all about anti-establishment, and we did win a tag team title. That was pretty cool.
So far, so good. Okay, one more question. Anything you want to say to anybody that wants to get into like any wrestling promotion, maybe in Wisconsin, although a little bit of the drama here and there, although that sucks. But just anybody that wants to get into, like, in the indie circuit before they want to get up to that next grass ring.
I would just say, believe in yourself. That's kind of one of the main keys of indie wrestling is believing in yourself, because, I mean, if you don't believe in yourself, then a promoter's not going to believe in you. The fans won't believe in you. Even your partner probably won't believe in you. And that's just one of the things that I see a lot of guys don't really do. And it kind of makes them look bad in the ring. And on top of that, kind of makes fans not want to follow them. And just go out there and do it. I mean, a lot of people say they want to do it, but then you never see them at training. You never see them at camp. You never see them in the gym. You never see them at a show. Just go out there and do it. I mean, 9 times out of 10, a promoter is not going to say no if you're like, hey, can I train with you a little bit? More than likely, they're going to be like, yeah, sure. Come on out at this time and meet me here and just give me a call. And 9 times out of 10, like, that's all they want is for you to just show up and do it.
All right. So that's a good advice. And hopefully people that are listening that once again to the wrestling, they'll just take notes and get through with that. But like I was saying, I'm going to get the information for you since we're off the air and post it up on the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com, and also going to post it up on the Facebook group, and also going to post it up on probably on my Twitter page just for people to know. But once again, thank you for being on the show, and I'll hopefully have a good success in 2015. And I think there was something else that you was trying to plug on the awards group. So what was that?
I was plugging myself, I guess. I was saying I should be Rookie of the Year. If any of you ever get the chance, you can check out my Facebook page. I think I have shared it on your Facebook wall or whatnot. I do have a Twitter page as well. It's Skylar Reed 2L. Most of the time I post my YouTube matches on there. And if you don't know who I am, you can definitely check out those matches and give it a good like.
Which is fair. So, hey, I appreciate you calling in. Hopefully we'll do something like this soon, and hopefully see you in other promotions in the near future.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me on.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll talk to you later.
All right, man.
All right. That was Skylar Reed, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, before we go off the air, I know we probably passed the time on the live part of the show. So people that downloaded the show from iTunes or from Blog Talk Radio, like I said, I appreciate y'all listening. And like I said, the past 2 weeks' shows were two of the best viewing episodes on the clapback era, I should say. So that's good. So, and I hope we just get more viewers and people just keep on listening and watching. So, hope you get that chance. But then we go into the upcoming like episodes and stuff like that. Next Tuesday, we got the owner of the wrestling group, Sean's Two Cents, Sean Scottsville. I probably said his last name wrong, and I apologize. Also, February 3rd, we have former indie wrestler, and of course he was runs P for Change Alliance in the city of Milwaukee, Tracy Dent. February 10th, we have Wrestling Talks, John Harris. He runs the group, owner of the group, and believe me, there's a lot of stuff that's going on in that group, so I'll just say that. Our WFS Owns own he runs the WFSO Canada and East Coast, J.P. Zammit. He will be on the show on February 17th. February 24th, he had WCC Reese Borg. He has a few shows that was out, and I think he's going to be coming out with a different show coming soon, so we're going to talk to him. March 3rd, we're going to talk with indie female wrestler Randy Nicole. And March 7th, that will be a special day and time. We will have Bulldog Brandon Hines from Canada, an indie wrestler from Canada. So check that out. Most of the shows, of course, is going to be around the same time as it always has. So go on blogtalkradio.com/WFSO Radio Network to listen to this episode and the past episodes that we have as well. So check that out. Also, check out our website, WrestlingFanSpeakOut.com. You can find like information and upcoming events in the Wisconsin and a little bit of the Illinois area. And also, you can follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube videos, and just look for us. We're kind of everywhere. And don't forget about the other groups we got. We got WFSO Canada, WFSO Australia, UK, and all that good stuff. So hopefully y'all guys get to check that out. So, without further ado, I'm going to let y'all go, and I got a little bit of stuff to do here before I go to sleep, because I know I got lots of stuff to do in the morning. So thank y'all guys for listening. Until then, this is yours truly, Archer Jones, signing off, and hopefully y'all have a good weekend. And don't forget to listen to us Sunday after the Royal Rumble pay-per-view, where we're going to talk about the Royal Rumble pay-per-view itself. So until then, y'all have a good week.